Hello.
Hello, is Gregory Marston there?
Speaking.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Yes.
To begin, does anybody in your household or anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, we're all retired.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I definitely vote.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
We are independents.
Thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote? For president, did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
76.
76.
And Julia
is
77.
Oh, happy birthday in advance then.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Oh, white, yeah, I guess. Yeah, white.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
We approve.
And would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops accountable.
Five.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have protecting our personal data online from big corporations.
10.
Banning TikTok.
5.
Thank you. Working to end war in Gaza.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10
plus.
Thank you. Creating more affordable housing.
10.
Reducing crime and violence.
10.
Making college more affordable.
10.
And protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Somewhat.
For this one, we just have yes or no, depending on how you feel.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one on the list, we have Cory Booker.
100.
Thank you. Then we have YouTube.
Who? I'm sorry?
YouTube? 50.
YouTube, yes. Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
50.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Mark Zuckerberg.
50.
Cornel West.
You don't know who that is.
50.
Oh,
we don't know.
50. Which one? You've never heard of him, or would you like to set 50?
No, we haven't heard of him. I don't know who it is.
Okay. And what about you, sir?
I'm sorry, did you say Tanya West?
Cornel West.
Cornel West.
No, we don't know who he is. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. And then we have Donald Trump.
0.
0. Double 0. Triple 0. Quadruple 0.
5 million zeros.
The Antichrist.
Sorry. We'll try to behave ourselves.
That's fine.
We're not in favor of anyone.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Then we have Joe Biden.
100.
100. Good man.
A TikTok?
50.
And Charlemagne the God.
Charlemagne who?
The God.
Charlemagne, I'm sorry, we just have an old phone, so we're not here. Charlemagne who?
Charlemagne the God. That's how it's spelled.
Sorry, we don't know.
Okay. That's fine. And last on the list, we have X, or formerly known as Twitter.
0.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, just let me know.
Joe Biden, right now.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? In a few words, if you can.
Oh, he's the best qualified
decent
to continue carrying our country forward in these very, very turmoil times.
Thank you very much. So he's the best qualified to continue caring for our country in this turmoil time.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
Nothing at all.
How should I record your answer? Not much or nothing at all?
Not much.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
You know, we're not sure. We tend to lean towards more of a threat because we don't understand.
And we do have a scale. Would you say you think it is somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
Somewhat more of a threat.
Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
current level is about right.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? TikTok, X formerly known as Twitter, YouTube, Facebook or Meta, Google, video games, or Instagram?
Yeah, we don't use any of those at all.
We can't answer that question.
Depending on what you've heard, what you've seen on TV, what people comment?
Probably X.
Probably X. Thank you. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use any of the following social media platforms, if at all? Instagram?
No.
Never.
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Never.
Not at all.
X or formerly Twitter?
Not at all.
YouTube?
Not at all.
TikTok?
Not at all.
And Facebook?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is, TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Then we have Meta or Facebook keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
Do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Then we have X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Disagree. Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat. Then we have Meta plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And finally, we have TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, have you seen or recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
And would you say it's you've heard about it a lot or a little?
Quite a bit, I guess, on the news, yes. Quite a bit.
So how should
A lot.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Yes, we support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Strongly support it.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Yes.
So that would be much more likely to vote for or somewhat more likely to vote
much
for?
Much more likely. Yeah, much more likely, yes.
Thank you. Now, as we reach the last few questions, I just want to make a pause here and to thank you for your patience. We still have a few questions to go, but we're almost there. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think it is they want to protect U.S. citizens' data security? They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They are playing politics. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. Or they are trying to help the rich, special interest friends, and donors.
The first one, they're trying to protect people, Americans.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. Music and entertainment sites, yes or no?
ABC.
Oh. We do have them in a list.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. What about music and entertainment sites? Yes or no?
No.
YouTube?
No.
News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard?
No.
Local TV news?
Yes.
News websites or apps?
No.
You mentioned a national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC?
Yes. Mostly. That's what we mostly watch. Yes.
Thank you. Then we have talk or news radio?
No. Talk or news radio?
Thank you. And social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Print newspapers or magazines?
No.
And cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC?
Yep. CNN. Yep.
Thank you. Now these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a degree, 4 years of university. I don't know where
that is. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married 49 years.
Congratulations. Almost 50.
Thank you.
The golden years.
Now,
do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, we don't.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day. We really appreciate your participation.
Thank you. You
thank
too.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. All right.